our lives would not be selfish.
它是充满了爱的。
Our lives would be full of love.
也它是成熟的。
Our lives would be mature.
很多人在情人节的时候呢，要送他的情人，他的太太啊，一束这个玫瑰花。
Lovers like to give roses to the Valentines on the Valentine's Day.
其实玫瑰花到处都有啊。
Roses are actually everywhere.
啊，小弟最近呢、啊，到处到这个地方啊，我们走一走啊，啊，这个运动看看呢、啊，哇，每一个家庭的花园都有种玫瑰花。
Sometimes I take a stroll in this neighborhood, and I see that a lot of the houses plant roses.
可是呢，先生送给我们的那一朵呢，跟其他的玫瑰花是不一样的。
But to the wife, the rose given by the husband is different from any other rose.
从外表来看呢，没有什么不一样。
On the surface, it's just like any other rose.
可是这是你的爱人送给你的。
But if it is from someone you love,
当他送给你的时候，他就赋予这一朵玫瑰花一个新的意义了。
This rose takes on a whole new meaning.
因为这个玫瑰花它代表了爱情。
Because this rose becomes a symbol of love.
但是呢，不是每一朵玫瑰花都是代表爱情。
And not every rose in the world is a symbol of love.
不是在每一个花园里头的所有的玫瑰花都是代表爱情。
Not all the roses in every garden are symbols of love.
它只是一朵花而已。
They are but roses or flowers.
可能一个星期、两个星期，它就会凋谢了。
And they wither in a couple of weeks.
可是当你的爱人送给你的时候，就不一样了。
But if the rose is from someone you love, then it's different.
爱。
Because it comes with love.
用这朵花代表他内心对你的真诚的爱。
It is an expression of his or her love to you.
所以两个礼拜会枯萎的这朵玫瑰花就会永远的活在你的心中了。
So even though the rose may wither in a couple of weeks, the love remains in your heart forever.
因为我们给他一个记号爱。
This is because the rose comes with love.
它就变得有价值了。
Therefore, it becomes meaningful.
买来的时候可能一朵是一块钱或是两块钱。
Perhaps you just paid a few dollars for the rose.
可是当你从你的爱人的手中接过来的时候呢，那朵玫瑰花就已经不是用金钱可以去衡量它的价值了。
But when you give the rose to someone you love, that rose becomes valueless.
本来这朵玫瑰花它是有一个价格的。
I'm sorry, it becomes priceless, because originally,It has a value. It comes with a price tag.
可是当它被赋予一个爱的代表的时候呢，它就变成有价值了。
But because it comes with love, it is cannot be purchased with a price.
价格是数字可以代表，价值就不是数字可以代表了。
You can put a number on a price tag, but true value cannot come with a price tag.
一样的，我们身为一个人，我们肉体的生命其实是不长久的。
In the same way, our physical bodies do not last long.
可是当我们活着的时候呢，能够散发出爱来。
But if while we are still alive, we can manifest love.
我们被一个贴了一个记号，是一个爱的代表。
Then we become symbols of love.
那么我们生命的意义跟价值就不是用60年、70年来计算了。
Then the days of our lives will be much more valuable than just 60 or 70 years.
神看人的价值是这样的。
That is how God measures the value of a person.
所以我们要活出真爱来。
Therefore, we must live out true love.
我们懂得爱的意义跟价值，我们就能够去付出这个真爱来。
If we are able to understand the meaning of love and the value of love, we will learn to show true love.
爱给人温暖。
Love brings warmth.
给人光明。
Love brings light.
给人平安。
Love brings peace.
给人喜乐。
Love brings joy.
给人希望。
It brings hope.
爱给人生命。
Love brings life.
那么如果没有爱的话呢？
Without love,
就变成黑暗。
There is total darkness.
变成恐惧。
There is fear.
变成失望。
There is despair.
变成痛苦。
There is pain.
变成死亡。
There is death.
所以我们应当要活在爱里面才对。
Therefore, we have to live in love.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was preaching in the world,
他曾经用几句话就改变一个人。
There were times when he completely transformed people's lives by just a few words.
他对一个堕落的人呢、啊，说了几句就关怀的话，改变了他一生。
With just a few words of concern and care, he changed people's lives.
我们请看路加福音十九章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
这是主耶稣他经过耶利哥城的这个地方。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was passing by the city of Jericho.
在路加福音十九章第一节到第十节啊，这里记载主耶稣啊。他要住到这个撒该的家里去。
In chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, it tells us the story of Jesus coming to Zacchaeus' house.
主耶稣一生当中有好几次呢经过耶利哥城。
The Lord Jesus Christ had actually passed by this city many times.
但是这一次呢是最后一次了。
But this was his last.
因为当他经过耶利哥进到耶路撒冷的时候呢，一个礼拜之后他就被钉在十字架上了。
Because a week later, after he goes into Jerusalem, he would be crucified on the cross.
耶稣可以从其他地方经过的，但是他特别要经过耶利哥城。
Our Lord Jesus could have taken another route, but he purposely went to Jericho first.
因为这个城里头住着一个罪人，叫做撒该。
Because in this very city lived a sinner called Zacchaeus.
最后一次经过，主耶稣特意要去拣选撒该。
Our Lord Jesus Christ went to Jericho intentionally to meet Zacchaeus.
那么我们对这个故事很熟，撒该不是一个泛泛之辈。
Zacchaeus was not an ordinary person.
他是一个财主。
He was a very rich man.
他是那个城里头的税吏长。
He was the chief tax collector of the city.
他有相当大的职权呢，可以得到很大的利益。
He had great power, and he had a lot of means to gain money.
啊，用他的职权呢，获取了相当大的财力了。
So by his power, he had acquired much wealth.
因为当时候以色列地呢是，成为这个罗马帝国的殖民地。
At that time, the land of Israel was a Roman colony.
那么罗马政府呢，他要在这个地方啊有一个定额的这个税收。
And the Roman government had a quota to receive a certain amount of tax from this region.
那么他就把这个收银税的这个职权呢，赋予某一个人。
And the Roman government would entrust somebody, a tax collector in that region, to collect the tax for them.
那么当他有这个职权的时候呢，他可以多取一些，然后把那个差额呢，成为他自己的这个利益。
And as the middle person, the tax collector can ask for extras and keep those for himself.
那么撒该他向他的同胞多取了税银。
Zacchaeus had exacted more taxes from his people than necessary.
所以在他同胞的眼中，他是一个罪人呢。
So in the eyes of his fellow citizens, he was a sinner.
他是一个卖国贼。
He was a traitor.
他是一个不仁不义的人。
He was a heartless man.
好，他是一个财主，他地位很高。
He was wealthy. He had a high position.
但是他的道德很低。
But he had a very low morality.
他的钱很多。但是朋友很少。
He had much money, but few friends.
他可以荣华富贵的享受，可是他内心没有真正的平安跟喜乐。
He lived luxuriously, but he did not have peace in his heart.
他的名字叫撒该。
His name was Zacchaeus.
父母亲给他取这个名字，他本来的意思就是公正的、公平的、正直的。
When the parents gave him this name, the meaning of the name is upright or just.
可是他的行径呢，一点都不公正，也不正直。
But Zacchaeus' life was completely without justice or uprightness.
一点都不圣洁。
He was not holy.
啊，他没有朋友。
He had no friends.
可是他听见了主耶稣的事情啊。
But he heard about Jesus.
他抱着好奇的心要来看看主耶稣。
With great curiosity, he wanted to see Jesus.
他要来看看众人啊谈论中的耶稣基督到底是长得什么三头六臂。
He wanted to see what kind of a man Jesus was. Why was everybody talking about him?
为什么他能够吸引这么多的人来跟随他？
And why was Jesus able to draw so many people?
他看准了主耶稣会从这个地方经过。
Knowing that Jesus was about to pass by that place.
可是当他出来的时候，前面都是一整群的人墙。
He came out to see Jesus, but then he was blocked by a huge crowd.
他内心有很大的惧怕。
He was very afraid.
他不要在众人面前公开露面。
He didn't want to appear in public.
因为别人会用鄙视的眼光来看他。
Because people would look at him with a scornful eye.
但是 要见耶稣的那个好奇心就催使他呢啊往前走。
But his curiosity drove him further to see Jesus.
他想要看耶稣。
He wanted to see Jesus.
但是他的前面有这么多的人挡住了。
But he was blocked by a great crowd ahead of him.
他的身材又矮。
He was short.
他的脑筋一动，可以爬到桑树上。
And he came up with a brilliant idea, which was to climb up to a sycamore tree.
他做好了如意算盘，在树上可以看见耶稣，而不会被别人发现。
So this was a perfect plan. He could climb up to the tree and to see Jesus without anybody noticing him.
那棵树不高也不矮，可以让他爬上去，又可以见到耶稣。
The tree was just tall enough for him to see Jesus without making him too tall.
前行后水的有很多人拥簇着主耶稣。
And a great crowd surrounded Jesus as he passed by.
撒该心目中一直梦想要见到的最佳男主角已经出现在他的眼前了。
The best actor in Zacchaeus' mind had finally appeared in before his very eyes.
但是呢，突然间，主耶稣的脚步在树下就停住了。
And suddenly, as Jesus came by the tree, he stopped.
撒该心里一慌，发生什么事情
？Zacchaeus probably panicked. What happens?
主耶稣抬头一看，对他说
：“Jesus looked up.” At him and said to him,
撒该，快下来。
Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
今天必住到你家里。
For today, I must stay at your house.
我们可以想象啊，撒该啊，当时候可能吓得一大跳，差一点就从树上掉下来。
Zacchaeus must have been caught by surprise that he almost fell off the tree.
为什么主耶稣知道我在树上
？How did he know that I'm on this tree?
然后这个主耶稣怎么知道我的名字
？How does he know my name?
我跟他没有见过面。
I've never met him.
他怎么知道我呢
？How does he know me?
还要住到我家里来。
And he wants to live in my house.
又惊又喜。
He was pleasantly surprised.
他马上就急急忙忙的下来了。
So he quickly came down from the tree.
他欢欢喜喜的要来接待主耶稣。
With great joy, he wanted to take Jesus home.
但是众人看到这一幕的时候呢，都议论纷纷呐。
But the people were probably complaining about what Jesus was doing.
这个耶稣竟然要去罪人家里住宿啊！
Look, this sinner, Jesus is going to a sinner's house.
还说他是仁义的这个救主啊。
How can he be the righteous and good savior?
他怎么可以跟这个卖国贼、这个罪人的到他家里去住呢
？How can someone like Jesus stay at the house of a traitor?
主耶稣不再对撒该讲任何一句话。
And Jesus did not say anything further.
主耶稣沉默来应对啊这个众人对他的指责。
While people were complaining and grumbling, Jesus remained silent.
撒该恭恭敬敬地站在主耶稣的面前。
Zacchaeus stood before the Lord with reverence.
他说：“主啊。”
And he said, Lord,
我把一半，所有的一半给穷人。
Look, I give half of my goods to the poor.
我若讹诈谁，就还他四倍。
And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore fourfold.
主耶稣一听到这样的时候就说了。
And when Jesus heard this, he said,
救恩临到这家了。
Today salvation has come to this house.
他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because he also is a son of Abraham.
人子耶稣从天上来，就是要寻找这种迷失的人呢。
The Son of Man has come to this world to seek and save that which is lost.
我们看到撒该他的行为马上有180度的转变。
Zacchaeus' life was completely turned around.
为什么
？Why？
我们去思考这个问题。
Let's think about this for a moment.
因为主耶稣的爱呢，激励了这个撒该。
It was Jesus' love that compelled Zacchaeus.
主耶稣的爱是什么
？What is Jesus' love?
他是超越的爱。
It is a transcendent love.
他爱一个罪人。
He loved a sinner.
众人议论纷纷。
While the people were pointing their fingers.
因为主耶稣爱一个罪人，众人议论纷纷。
They are pointing their fingers because Jesus loved a sinner.
可是谁没有罪呢
？But in reality, who doesn't have sin?
不一定犯了跟撒该的罪，可是呢，人都有过失的。
We may not have made the same mistakes as Zacchaeus, but we all have made mistakes.
其他的任何一个人都没有权利来批评主耶稣的爱。
So no one was in the position to judge Jesus.
但是这个世界常常是没有爱心的人在批评爱心的人。
But in this world, it is those who don't have love that criticize others who don't have love.
他们是恨这个罪人的。
And they hate sinners.
他们恨这个罪人，也恨那个爱罪人的人呢。
Not only do they hate sinners, they hate those who love the sinners.
所以我们今天抽出来看的时候，我们会发现说，当时候的人真的没有爱心。
So today, when we look at this passage, we will say these people were without love.
可是有一天，如果我们也是其中的群众当中的某一个人呢，路人甲、路人乙呢，我们可能的想法也跟他们一样了。
But if we were to put ourselves in the shoes of one of the people in the crowd, we would probably say the same thing.
主耶稣不是爱他的罪。
Jesus did not love his sin.
主耶稣是爱这个被罪捆绑的人。
Jesus loved the man that was bound in sin.
主耶稣爱他，不是意味着主耶稣肯定他的行为。
Jesus' love for him does not mean that he condoned his sin.
主耶稣爱这个人是爱这个被罪捆绑的人，希望能够把他从罪里头来把他释放出来。
Jesus loved this man in order to save him out of his sin.
可是众人竟因为主耶稣这样做呢，在议论纷纷呢。
But the people were pointing fingers at Jesus.
主耶稣的爱是什么爱？
What kind of love did Jesus have?
我们可以看到第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
主耶稣对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住到你家里。”
Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
快下来。
Make haste and come down.
今天我必住到你家里。
For today, I must stay at your house.
今天我要住你家里。
I will stay at your house today.
主耶稣的爱是立即的。
Jesus' love was immediate.
是现在就爱你的。
Jesus loved him now.
最好的时间是现在。
That is the best time now.
最重要的事情是爱。
And the greatest thing, the most important is love.
所以主耶稣在最重要的时间做了最重要的事情。
So at the most important time, Jesus did the most important thing.
他用立即的态度去做这个最重要的事情。
And he did it with great immediacy.
并且用肯定的态度去做这个事情。
And he did it with very great confidence.
他说我必住到你家。
He said, I must stay at your house.
不是说我也许或者说不定，不是这样的。
He didn't say, I'll probably stay at your house.
我必住到你家里去。
He said, I must stay at your house.
今天。
And I'll do that today.
现在。
I'll do it now.
我现在就爱你。
I will love you now.
不是等我有空。
He didn't love him only when he had time.
不是等我这个美国走了一圈之后回来，我想到了再爱你。
Or after he had toured the world.
也不是说等我的股票涨起来的时候呢，我成亿万富翁了，我再爱你。
Or after he became rich.
现在就爱你。
He loved him now.
我必定爱你。
He loved him. He must love him.
这句话没有人对他说过啊。
Nobody has ever said these words to Zacchaeus.
每一个人看到他都是唾弃他的。
Everyone despised him.
他第一次被主耶稣的爱感动了。
For the very first time, he was touched by Jesus' love.
主耶稣怎么知道我在树上呢？
How did Jesus know that I'm on the tree?
他就知道我的名字。
How does he know my name?
他必定是神的使者吧。
He must be a messenger of God.
不是普通人啊。
He's not an ordinary man.
有神跟他同在啊。
God is with him.
他要爱我。
He loves me.
要住到我家。
He will stay in my house.
把我当成朋友。
He treats me as his friend.
不把我当成该死的罪人。
He doesn't treat me as a sinner deserving to die.
很多人把撒该当成该杀。
People thought that Zacchaeus deserved to die.
但是主耶稣把他当成是一个可怜被罪捆绑的人。
But Jesus treated him as a pitiful person who was bound by sin.
当我们解释到这样 的时候呢，你不会疑惑说他为什么要说我把所有的一半给穷人，我们自然的了解。
So with this explanation, you don't really need to wonder why he chose to give half of his possessions to the poor.
他把要把所有的一半给穷人。
He determined to give half of his goods to the poor.
讹诈谁就赔他四倍。
And if he had cheated anything from anybody, he would restore it fourfold.
他可能会破产。
He probably went bankrupt.
但这不是他所想的了。
But he wasn't thinking, he didn't care anymore.
因为主耶稣的爱改变他了。
Because Jesus' love had completely transformed him.
他主动的、恭恭敬敬的在主耶稣面前这样说。
So out of his own initiative, he said to the Lord with reverence.
不是主耶稣要求他这样做。
Jesus didn't make him say these things.
不是主耶稣规定他这样做。
Jesus didn't ask him to do these things.
主耶稣没有告诉他。
Jesus didn't tell him what to say.
主耶稣的爱进入他的内心。
But his love had entered his heart.
他受到激动，马上就改变了。
He was moved to the point of being transformed completely.
他就主动自己从内心里头知道该怎么做了。
So out of his own heart, he knew what he had to do.
他对主说：“主啊。”
So he said to the Lord, Lord,
态度改变了。
He had changed his attitude.
以前钱才是他的主人呢。
In the past, money was his Lord.
可是现在他转过来了，耶稣是他的主人呢。
But now Jesus is his Lord.
所以他跟从主耶稣了。
He will follow the Lord.
他破产也在所不惜了。
He didn't care if he went bankrupt.
这地方我们看见两件事情。
So we can see two things here.
让他知道自己的罪。
That made Zacchaeus aware of his sin.
主耶稣的爱进到他内心呢，让他反省，让他看见我是一个不配得主耶稣恩典的罪人。
When Jesus' love entered his heart, he realized that he was an unworthy sinner.
所以真正的爱才能够改变一个人。
True love can change a person.
不但让他知道自己的罪，
Not only did he become aware of his sin,
他要改过，
He also determined to change.
而且要为自己所犯的错误来付出代价。
And not only so, he wanted to pay a price to make up for the sin.
要多四倍的这样的这个代价呢，去弥补他的过失。
He was willing to pay fourfold to make up for what he had done wrong.
他承认的自己的做所做的事情是不对的。
He acknowledged that all the things he had done was wrong.
所以要改变罪人怎么改变呢？
So how can a sinner be changed?
那么多人一直敌对这个撒该，有让他改变吗？
So many people opposed him. Did he ever change?
这么多人对他的敌对态度是增加他继续在罪恶里头。
All the animosity made him continue to live in sin.
但是爱给人力量。
But love empowered him.
爱让人有力量去承认自己的罪。
Love made him change himself,
并且要改变他的行为
and to acknowledge his sins,
要付出代价来弥补他的过失
and to pay a price to make up for what he has done wrong.
进一步呢，他要周济穷人
and he also will help the poor.
他要行善事
he will do good.
他要把爱心付出
he will show his love.
他要活出真爱
he will live out true love.
要活出像主耶稣的爱来
he will live out the love.That he has seen in Jesus.
在几秒钟当中，几句话里头改变他一生。
So in a matter of a few seconds, in a matter of a few words, Zacchaeus' life was changed forever.
撒该没有成为一个该杀的人。
Zacchaeus did not become a sinner in the end.
主耶稣的爱进入他内心。
Rather, he was turned around because of Jesus' love.
后来他的行为就如他的名字一样了。
And eventually, his life became conformed to his name.
圣洁公义的。
He became a holy and upright man.
主耶稣的爱改变他。
And this all because of Jesus' love.
我们昨天提到我们享受神的爱。
Yesterday, we discussed enjoying God's love.
我们要像撒该一样。
We must be like Zacchaeus.
把主耶稣基督所给我们的这种真爱呢，把它活出来。
Let's live out the true love that we have received from the Lord Jesus.
主的爱呢，是有极大的力量会改变人的。
The love of our Lord Jesus has great power. It is able to change lives.
我们怎么样来活出真爱呢？
How can we live out true love?
第一，我们就是要接受主爱的激励。
First, we need to be compelled or constrained by the love of Christ.
看哥林多后书第五章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
保罗在谈到他个人的经验。
Paul shares his personal experience.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一个人既替众人死，众人就都死了。十五节。
15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主而活。以上。保罗他爱主，甚至呢要牺牲生命。
Paul loved the Lord to the point of sacrificing his life.
因为基督的爱激励他。
It is because he was compelled by the love of Christ.
所以他说：“我们不要再为自己来活了。”
So he encouraged us not to live for ourselves anymore.
我们应当要为那个已经为我们死又复活的主来活着才对。
But lived for the Lord who died for us and rose again.
这是非常伟大的胸襟啊。
This is a very great heart.
就是这样的爱呢，使保罗他的人格成为一个超越的一个人。
And because of this love, Paul became a very different man.
甚至他牺牲生命都在所不惜的。
He was willing to even give his own life.
为什么让一个贪生怕死的人变成这样不怕死的人呢？
What made him change from a person who was afraid to die to someone who was not afraid to die?
什么力量使一个破坏耶稣基督的人后来成为为耶稣基督受逼迫的人？
What was it that turned a persecutor of Christ into a martyr for Christ?
耶稣基督的爱激励他。
It was the love of Christ.
所以我们今天呢，跟保罗一样的，也是被主的爱激励的。
So today, we, like Paul, have been compelled by the love of Christ.
他说，主是爱我的，为我舍己。
Paul once said, the Lord Jesus loved me, and he died for me.
主耶稣基督不是只有为保罗舍己。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not only lay down his life for Paul.
他也是为我们今天所有的人来舍己啊。
He also died for all of us.
可是为什么保罗他有这种感受，而我们却没有呢？
But why is it that we often don't identify with the feelings that Paul had?
我们从主耶稣领受的爱并不比保罗少。
We did not receive any less love from the Lord than Paul did.
那么保罗能够被主的爱激励，为什么我们不能呢？
Why is it that Paul was compelled by Jesus' love while we are not?
我们一样可以被主的爱激励的。
We likewise can be compelled by Jesus' love.
主的爱激励的时候，我们就有力量了。
And when we're truly compelled by Christ's love, we will have power.
改变我们的生命了。
The power to change our lives.
这种权柄一进入到我们生命当中的时候。
And when this power comes into our lives.
我们就会改变自己。
We will be transformed.
看见自己自私自利的污秽。
We'll see our selfish, selfishness and impurity.
我们就知道说我该如何来追求在爱里面成为圣洁。
And we will take the initiative to seek holiness.
我们为了要让基督的爱时常激励我们呢，常常我们要来数算主的恩典。
In order to be compelled by the love of Christ all the time, we should often count the blessings of God.
我们有见证主恩典的机会呢，我们不要拒绝。
Whenever we have the opportunity to testify for the Lord, let us not turn it down.
甚至我们应当找更多的机会来数算见证主的恩典。
We should find even more opportunities to share. The grace of God in our lives.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹非常爱主。
Some brothers and sisters are very loving of the Lord.
他告诉我说，我的生活环境是很窄的。
And they would say they have a very narrow social circle.
我们怎么样去传福音呢？
They say, how do I preach the gospel?
我们要扩大我们交朋友的范围。
We have to extend our circle of friends.
所以去参加了一些所谓的义工的工作。
We can attend, go to, we can volunteer ourselves.
进入更多的人群里头。
We can go into the crowd.
接触更多的人。
And meet more people.
那我们就有更多的见证的机会了。
Then we have more opportunities to witness for the Lord.
他们这样做是很令人感动的。
And this is actually very admirable.
因为他们被主的爱激励的，而且他们有智慧，懂得怎么样去做。
These people who do this have been compelled by the love of the Lord.
基督的爱激励保罗，一样的也激励我们。
So the love of Christ, which compelled Paul, can also compel us today.
不要让基督的爱这种感动呢给消失掉了。
Don't ever lose sight or lose the feeling for the love of Jesus Christ.
应当要让这种感动像活水泉源一样呢，永永远远的都不断的。
We should always let this compulsion by the love of Christ continually touch us.
所以你如果觉得没事做无聊的时候。算一算主耶稣给我多少恩典。
So whenever you don't have much to do, count the blessings and the grace of God.
不要让这个感动给消失掉。
Don't ever lose the feelings for Jesus' love.
第二个。
Second.
我们怎么样来活出真爱？
How do we live out true love?
我们要遵奉主耶稣基督的教导。
We need to abide by the teachings of Jesus Christ.
基督教所阐扬这个爱的真理呢，非常的完整。
The teachings about love in Christianity are very complete.
这个爱是从神来的。
Love comes from God.
神会教导我们。
And God teaches us.
主耶稣到世上的时候呢，他也讲了非常多的有关爱的教训。
When our Lord Jesus was in the world, he preached about love.
我个人觉得，在爱的实践当中呢，最困难的就是饶恕别人。
I personally feel that the most difficult thing in love or in loving others is forgiving others.
今天我们看到外面有人没饭吃，要我们拿五块钱给他很容易。
When you see that somebody is without food, it's very easy to take out $5 and give it to him.
我们看到什么人躺在路上呢？我们可以赶快打911，叫人赶快来带。
When you see somebody injured on the road, you can quickly make a call to 911.
这种付出钱财、付出身外之物的。 啊，我劳动的这个帮助的，我们都愿意付出的。
So we are readily readily help those people who are in need when it's just a matter of giving something we have.
可是当别人呢，他的言语或是他的作为伤害到我的自尊心的时候，哦，我万万不能够接受说我能够去饶恕他。
But when somebody hurts us, for example, when somebody hurts our pride, it is very difficult to forgive that person.
我们会说这是一个公平的社会。
We may say that 不公平的社会。
这是一个公平的社会。
We may say that we need to exercise justice.
所以应当要求公平啊。
So we need to do what is right.
你伤害我，我要伤害你啊。
If you hurt me, I will hurt you back.
至少井水不犯河水，你不犯我，我不犯你。但是你犯我，我就要犯你。
If you don't trespass my territory, I won't trespass your territory. But if you do, I will do the same.
我们的社会是公平的，没有错。
Yes, this society seeks justice.
可是我们的教会是爱的教会。
But the church is a place of love.
爱跟公平有什么不一样？
What's the difference between love and justice?
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章，我们请看38节。
Chapter 5, verse 38.
这是主耶稣说的话。
These were the words of the Lord Jesus.
你们听见有话说，这是旧约的公平原则，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，这是公平。
You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So this is justice.
这个公平的原则后来成为这个社会审判、法律审判的这个基础。
So this became the foundation on which the people of those times.Judged others.
这是社会的法则。
So this became a social and legal institution.
但是在爱的团体里面呢，我们不是讲公平。
But in a body of love, we should not just talk about justice.
我们要讲爱。
We have to talk about love.
爱是不需要讲公平的。
In love, justice becomes something unnecessary.
要讲公平就没有爱。
If we only talk about justice,Then there's no room for love.
夫妻之间如果要公平，就没有爱。
If husbands and wives need to get even, then there's no love.
太太可以说啊。
The wife may say,
为什么老是我烧菜？
Why am I always doing the cooking?
为什么老是我洗衣服？
Why am I always doing the laundry?
为什么老是我打扫？
Why am I always doing housework?
公平。
Let's get even.
先生说，好啊，你也去赚钱啊。
Then the husband would say, "Okay, why don't you go and get a job yourself?"
太太也可以说，为什么老是我生孩子？你也生两个来吧。
The wife may say, "Why am I the one giving birth? Can't you also give birth?"
你先生去哪里生啊？
But how does he do that?
不能公平啊。
You can't get even.
一讲公平的时候，就以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So if you only talk about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, you're only talking about getting even.
主耶稣给我们一个更高的法则。
But Jesus has given us a higher law,
爱,
which is love,
爱的法则,
the law of love.
在社会很多有关司法的审判的时候，当然是公平。
Of course, in the legal systems, justice is the highest standard.
但是如果在公平之前有爱的话呢，可能就不需要讲公平，因为在爱里面就得到解决了。
However, if you have love, you may be able to resolve the problem without ever having to go through a legal system.
所以主耶稣他告诉我们要先以爱来对待。
So our Lord Jesus teaches us to first exercise love.
我们做到这个教训呢，我们去把它实践出来。
If we abide by Jesus' teachings, we will learn to practice love.
我们就活出真爱来了。
We'll be able to learn to live out the true love.
那主内有一位姐妹她的见证我一直很感动。
A sister in church had a testimony which always touched me.
我们这位姐妹呢，她先生有一个姐姐跟她一起住。
Her husband's sister, older sister, lived with them.
那么她先生这个姐姐没有出嫁跟她一起住了很久的时间。
And this her sister-in-law was not married, was still single, and she lived with them for a long time.
那她先生这边是没有信主的。
And her husband's family was not in the Lord.
她这个姐姐这个口都不守住啊，她常常说话重伤人家。
Her sister-in-law never watched what she said. She would always hurt people with her words.
所以大家不欢迎她。
So she was never welcomed by people.
她只好住在我们姐妹这个家里。
So the only place that she could stay was this sister's house.
哇，有一次呢，她到外面去 造了很多谣，说了很多重伤我们这个姐妹的话，姐妹很伤心啊，很痛苦。明明啊没有做这个事情啊，却是一块布被染成黑的，她觉得很痛苦。
And there's once when her sister-in-law went out and spread rumors about our sister, which was completely untrue, and that really hurt her very much.
结果我们这位姐妹在亲戚朋友之间呢，她头抬不起来。
So because of that, she was in total shame in front of all the family members.
她自己也会觉得很软弱啊。
And she also felt very weak.
有时候会想说，为什么要这样的对待我呢？
So she wondered, why did her sister-in-law treat her like this?
到有一天呢，她这个姐姐哈啊生了一场重病。
One day, the sister-in-law became very sick.
那么可以说是啊，其他的亲戚朋友都没有人要来啊照顾她。
And none of the family members wanted to take care of her.
哎，那么我们这位姐妹呢，就告诉她的先生。
But our sister, this sister in church told her husband,
我们姐姐呢，没有住在我们这个地方，她现在生病很严重，需要人家照顾。
Your sister is very sick, and she needs somebody to take care of her, and there's no place that she can go.
我想呢，我们应当接她来我们家里啊，我来照顾她。
So we should invite her to our house so I can take care of her.
她的先生听到这句话，眼泪就掉下来。
When her husband heard this, tears rolled down his eyes.
因为先生知道自己的姐姐呢说话重伤的太太。
Because her husband knew that the sister-in-law had hurt his wife a lot.
他本来也是想说哈，能不能接他的姐姐到家里来？可是他想不敢说出来。
He did think about bringing the sister home, but he never said it to his wife.
想不到他太太竟然主动提出来。
But now his wife took the initiative to invite the sister back home.
所以他先生很感动啊。
So the husband was very moved.
就问他太太说：“谁叫你这样做的？”
So he asked her, "Who asked you to do this?"
你不怕受伤害吗？
Aren't you afraid of being hurt again?
他伤害过你呀。
She had done so much harm.
你饶恕他吗？
Are you able to forgive her?
你真的爱他吗？
Are you able to love her?
谁告诉你这样做的？
Who asked you to do this?
她说，我们的主耶稣叫我这样做的。
She said, Our Lord Jesus asked me to do this.
她就说了，马太福音五章四十四节，我们来看。
And she quoted Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
我们的主耶稣在马太福音五章四十四节告诉我们要这样做。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 44, the Lord Jesus has asked us to do this.
哇，他的先生啊，非常的感动。
So her husband was very touched by what she said.
就真的把他的姐姐呢接到家里来了。
So they both received this older sister into their home.
但是他姐姐心里会害怕。
The older sister came with fear.
哎呀。我这个弟媳妇是真的爱我吗？
Does my sister-in-law really love me?
她是不是跟我在饭里头要下毒药？
Maybe she'll put poison in my food.
是不是她要报复啊？
She can retaliate.
很害怕。
So she was really afraid.
我们这位姐妹很坦然面对。
But our sister was very frank about it.
真心的对待她。
She just opened up to her with love.
这个地方我们发现一个道理。
So we learn an important teaching here.
在爱里面是不会惧怕的。
In love, there should be no fear.
被伤害的人呢，他已经用爱治疗自己的心了。
In this testimony, the person who has been hurt had healed herself by love and forgiveness.
他用主耶稣基督的爱来治疗他受伤的心呢。
She used the love of Jesus Christ to heal her wounded heart.
所以她现在是拿着主耶稣基督的爱做盾牌，她不再害怕了，她不害怕的。
So she had the love of Jesus Christ as her shield, so she was no longer afraid.
但是那个伤害人的呢，她内心恐惧。
But on the other hand, the one who did the harm was afraid.
所以圣经说的没错。
So the Bible is indeed true.
爱既完全，在爱里面就没有惧怕。
In perfect love, there is no fear.
一段时间呢，她的姐姐就知道说啊。弟媳妇是真的爱我了，放心了。
So after living there for a while, the older sister finally realized that her sister-in-law really loved her, and she became assured.
那一段时间，她的病就好起来了。
Short while later, she became better. She felt better.
有一个晚上啊，她的姐姐呢就推开我们这位姐妹的房间的门，一进门的时候就双膝跪在这个地下，向着我们这个姐妹下跪。
And one night, this older sister opened this sister's door to her room, and as soon as she did that, the older sister knelt down before her.
对她说：“你赦免我，我实在是太惭愧了。我对你不好，你还对我这么好。”
She said to her, "Please forgive me. I have done you so much wrong, and you still love me like this."
啊，我们这位姐妹赶快把她扶起来。
And the sister quickly brought her up from her knees.
就这样感动她了。
And this touched the older sister so much.
哎，她的姐姐就改变了。
And because of this, the older sister changed.
她到处去都说她这个弟媳妇的好话啊，我弟媳妇实在是太好了。
From then on, wherever she went, she would tell people how good her sister-in-law was.
啊，也见证了主耶稣的道理。
And that also became a witness for Christ.
为主耶稣做了美好的见证啊。
Because she had borne an excellent testimony for the Lord.
本来我们不知道怎么做的。本来我们不知道怎么做的。
We may not know what to do.
但是现在主耶稣教导我们了。
But the Lord Jesus has shown us the way.
他激励我们，他又教导我们。
Not only has the Lord compelled us with his love, he also taught us the love.
所以我们就知道怎么样活出真爱了。
So we are able to live out true love.
那么第三点。
Point three，
我们怎么样来活出真爱呢
？How can we live out true love？
我们要以主耶稣做模范。
We need to follow the example or imitate the example of Jesus。
基督教的信仰之可贵呢，是因为它有一个模范可以让你看。
Christianity is great because it has the model。
因为呢，主耶稣基督他是一个完全的一个模范，让你看。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our perfect model。For us to imitate.
所以我们多了解主耶稣的故事呢，我们多了解他的教导，我们就可以以他这个完全的这个模范呢，作为我们的取法。
So the more we learn about Jesus' life, and the more we learn from his teachings, the more we can learn to love.
他说要为那要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
当他被钉在十字架上的时候
，When he was crucified on the cross,
他真的这样做了。
That's exactly what he did.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
He said, "Forgive them, Father."
因为他们做的，他们不知道。
For they did not know what they do.
主耶稣爱那些钉他十架的人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loved those who put him on the cross.
他没有带着仇恨上到十架上。
He did not go up to the cross in hatred.
如果我们从这个神学的角度来看，如果主耶稣带着仇恨上到十字架，他就不配成为救主了。
Had Jesus gone up to the cross in great hatred, he would not deserve to be our Savior.
主耶稣也为那些钉他十字架的人钉在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was also crucified for those who nailed him.
他这样教导，他这样做。
He practiced what he preached.
他是一个宗教家。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was a religious leader.
他也是一个道德的实践家。
He was also someone who practiced his morals.
所以我们可以效法主耶稣基督。
So we can imitate our Lord.
那如果我们还学不会呢？
What if we still can't imitate our Lord Jesus well enough?
主耶稣会管教我们的哦。
Our Lord Jesus Christ may also will teach us and chastise us.
很多时候他看到我们的爱不够的时候，他管教我们，爱我们的爱就出来了。
Sometimes when we are not able to practice love, he chastises us, and that spurs us to love.
以前在小弟注目的一间教会就有这样一个见证啊。
There's this testimony from a church that I served as a pastor.
啊，那个时候我还很年轻啊。
I was a very young pastor at that time.
年轻到没有白头发了。
I did not have any gray hair at that time.
那我到一间教会去啊，他们就报告向我报告啊，传道啊，你来最好啊。现在有一对婆媳啊，这个常常吵吵闹闹的，你来处理。我说我这么年轻，我怎么去处理这个婆媳问题呀、啊、
？When I first came to this church, the people told me you just came at the right time. There's this family in the church. The mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law cannot get along, so you came.You can come and help them. I said, I'm so young. How can I help them?
那过了不久、啊、就是灵恩布道会啊。
And shortly after that, it was time for the convocation in church.
我还不知道怎么去处理的时候，已经灵恩布道会来了。
I didn't even know how to begin to handle the problem, and it was time to come. The convocation had come.
主耶稣知道这个年轻传道没有经验哦，他用一点点办法啊，就解决我们大的困难了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ knew how inexperienced I was, so He Himself did something to solve the problem.
就是在布道会的第一天晚上
，during the first night of the first gospel night，
我又听说了那个媳妇跑回她娘家去了。哎呦，糟糕了
！I heard that the daughter-in-law had run back to her parents' house.
我想说，不然就是灵恩布道会完之后，我再跟她先生去把她太太带回来好了。
So I began to panic, and I thought maybe after the convocation, I will accompany the husband to go back and bring her home.
这位婆婆第一天布道会祷告，哇，一直哭啊，一直哭啊，流眼泪啊，一直哭。
But during the prayer that evening, the mother-in-law was praying, and she kept crying in her prayer.
我不知道到底发生什么事啊。
I had no idea what was happening.
聚会完的时候就看到这位婆婆哈，就对着她媳妇的爸爸哈在那边讲话，讲什么话我不知道，那是同个教会的，我不知道他们讲什么话。
And after the service, I noticed that the mother-in-law went to the daughter-in-law's father and talked with him. I didn't know what they were talking about.
那隔天早上我们就请这个协助圣工的这个传道呢到他们家里去拜访。
So the second day in the morning, the visiting pastor came with me to visit their family.
那一进门这位婆婆就第一句话就劈头就对我说了。
So when we stepped into the house, the first thing the mother-in-law said to us was,
传道你有没有看过主耶稣
？Pastor, have you ever met the Lord Jesus?
我说我没有看过的，没有那个福气呢。
I said, I've never been blessed with the opportunity to see the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣很凶哦。
Our Lord Jesus is rather stern, she said.
我说不会呢，主耶稣很仁慈啊，怎么会凶呢？
I said to her, no, I know Jesus is very loving and kind.
那我就逮住机会，我就跟他开玩笑，是不是你做了什么不好的事情啊？主耶稣对你凶。
So I grabbed the opportunity and asked her, did you do something wrong? Why was Jesus stern to you?
对啦，这是我是不应该啦。哎呀，主耶稣好管教我啦。
She said, "Yes, I've done wrong. Jesus came and chastised me."
昨天晚上在祷告的时候
Last night during my prayer.
我一直哭，一直哭
I kept crying and crying.
我说对啊，你是怎么哭的
？I said, "Yes, you did cry."
他说我看见主耶稣
She said, "I saw the Lord Jesus."
主耶稣跟你讲什么
？What did Jesus say to you? I asked.
主耶稣为了教导他，让他在祷告当中看到一个异象。
In her vision, the Lord Jesus, in her prayer, Jesus showed her a vision.
用严厉的眼光看她。
And Jesus looked at her with very stern eyes.
她就心里一想，主啊，你怎么用这种眼光看我呢？
So she thought, Lord, why are you looking at me with such stern eyes?
她越看就心里就越慌啊。
And the more he looked at her, the more she panicked.
我说，那主耶稣有没有跟你讲什么话？
So I asked her, did Jesus say anything to you?
她没有讲什么话。
She said, no, he didn't say anything.
直到他要离开的时候呢，讲一句话，我就哭了。
And right before he left, he said one thing, and that made me cry.
说什么话呢？
I said, what did he say?
耶稣说，你不爱你的媳妇，然后就走了。
Jesus just said, why don't you love your daughter-in-law? And she left.
掉眼泪。
And she started to cry.
她在祷告当中认罪。
She started to repent of her sins.
她承认自己不够。爱不够，对她媳妇的爱不够。
She confessed that she was lacking in love towards her daughter-in-law.
圣灵责备她。
The Holy Spirit rebuked her.
所以她一直哭，一直认罪。
That's why she kept crying and confessing her sins.
然后聚会晚的时候呢，她就对她的亲家呢赔不是了，认错了，赔不是了。
So that's why after the service, she went and approached the daughter-in-law's family and apologized.
后来呢，就把媳妇带回来。
Then the daughter-in-law was brought home.
再来第二天晚上，就媳妇带开车带她来参加灵恩布道会，很快乐了。
And the very next evening, the daughter-in-law drove the mother-in-law to come to church together.
如果主耶稣常常显异象的话，那这样我们传道就很好当了啦。
Now, if Jesus always shows visions like this, then a pastor's job becomes very easy.
不过呢，我们还是最好，看见主耶稣是慈悲温柔的脸不要用横脸看你，那就心里就不平安了。
But ideally, hopefully, when we see the Lord Jesus, we will see his kind and loving side rather than his stern side.
很多人跟她说你要爱你的媳妇。
Many people had told her to love her daughter-in-law.
她说我哪里不爱媳妇啊。
But she would always refute and say, I do love her.
她不承认。
She never admitted her wrong.
她不敢面对。
She didn't want to face her mistake.
但是我们信仰的可贵是主耶稣他时常会借着很多事情来管教我们。
But in our faith, our Lord Jesus loves us, and that's why He often finds ways to chastise us and teach us.
使我们被爱激励。
So that we can not only be compelled by Jesus' love,
有爱的真理教导我们，
and not only be taught by the love of the teachings of love,
有一个爱的完全的模范给我们看。
We also have the example, the perfect example of love.
他有时还会跟我们管教。
And He even chastises us when necessary.
他还要赐给我们圣灵。
And He also gives us the Holy Spirit.
使我们能够结出圣灵的果子。
So we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
啊，仁爱跟恩慈的这些啊，有关爱的这些果子出来。
So that we can bear the fruit of love and kindness.
圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit can help us.
所以在真教会里面呢，圣灵帮助呢，我们更容易的把爱给实践出来。
In the true Jesus Church, we have the help of the Holy Spirit. That's why we're able to manifest God's love even more effectively.
我们希望主的爱跟我们同在。
So may the love of our Lord be with us.
我们感受到主的爱，也要把它活出来。
Having experienced the love of Christ, let us live out His love.
让我们一生在爱里面就我们的生命就有意义、有价值了。
Then our lives will be meaningful and valuable.
好，我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us now